Do you have a log line for Angels Game?
I'm never good with log lines, but I would say it's a story. It's a story of a writer. It's a tragedy, and it's a story of a writer in the 20s, in the 1920s in Barcelona, who runs into this very mysterious character, a publisher from Paris, that makes him an offer he cannot refuse to write a book unlike any other that has ever existed, a book that is going to be the foundation of a new religion. And for this, he's offered a fortune. Of course, there's much more to this offer than meets the eye, and the story is how he realizes that he's making a huge mistake by accepting this offer and how he tries to pull out. And of course, this is a very long line. This is like a long paragraph, but I cannot really get it in any shorter. It's a complex story. It has many things, many subplots, many elements. But essentially, it's the story of a writer. And one of the things I wanted to do is write about writers and about what is the writing life, the storytelling process, and explore all that it goes around in a writer's life.
I love that inside stuff. It was a lot of fun. Although sometimes, you know, if you didn't bite the hand, you seriously, you know, nodded a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's a naughty take on that because I felt that since the whole thing is a Faustian tale, I needed to take this particular writer and pitch him into really extreme circumstances, because at some point he's going to find himself in a position when he has to face this moral dilemma, and he's going to fall for it. He's going to accept this Faustian bargain. And I think that to be that, you have to be pushed. We tend to be comfortable creatures. If we are not under pressure, we don't take extreme measures. And I felt that it was necessary for the story that this guy felt at a point in his life in which he thought he had no other alternative but to take this deal. And for that, if he's a writer, I need to get him into really extreme and complicated circumstances. So, of course, his experience of the writing life is kind of extreme. His life, he goes through really dramatic circumstances, and at some point he feels that everything that he holds dear is being taken away from him. He feels betrayed by the world, by the people he loves, and at some point, out of a spite and resentment, he decides to do this. And of course then he realizes he was wrong, but by then it's too late, and pulling out of it is much more complicated than getting in.
I'm going to give you a quote from the book about writing. If you really want to devote yourself to writing, or at least to writing something others will read, you'll have to get used to sometimes being ignored, insulted, and despised, and to almost always being considered with indifference. It's an occupational hazard.
It is. I think it's part of the writing's life. I think being a writer or being a professional writer, one thing is writing. You may write for yourself because it's rewarding and you do it on your own free time and you explore your own world, and that's great. But if you decide to make a living as a writer and a writer of fiction, you may need to be realistic about what's out there and how the world is. And it's not easy to do. And a lot of the times you face some of these elements. It's true. It's not that it's always like that or everything is negative. Not at all. And in this case, I'm not trying to portray my personal experience. I count myself among the lucky few that can make a living doing what I do. But I know many writers. I've been around for a while in doing this, and you see how it is, and you see that for a lot of people it's a very hard life, and it's frustrating, and they become bitter about themselves, about their lot in life, and they put a lot of themselves into their work. So, you know, when you do that, you can't expect, even from an unconscious level, that you're going to be compensated, that, you know, you're putting your life, your heart and soul into something, and it's going to mean something to somebody. And a lot of the times the response you get is not that. And because that's the way it is, you know, that's the rules of the game.
The bargain he strikes with sort of the devil, quite creepy, and it's like it's happened before, because he goes back and discovers it's happened in the past, and
yep,
and will probably happen again in the future. Tell me about that publisher and where he came from, because he's so damn creepy.
He is creepy, and one of the things about this character is that at some point we don't really know if this, a lot of the things that the narrator, the beat, is telling us are real or are only happening in his mind. And one of the things that the novel tries to do, this game of the title, is there are many games in the novel, and one of them is with the reader. One of the things that the Angels Game try to do is create a story in which the reader progressively becomes part of the storytelling process, and at some point you have to interpret elements in the story and you become a part of it. It's like a hall of mirrors. Depending on who you are, what's your baggage, what you're bringing into the bargain, the story acquires different meanings. And Corelli, this creepy publisher from Paris that appears out of the blue, can be interpreted in different ways. You can read this as a straight Faustian tale with supernatural overtones. You can read it as a psychological intrigue with no supernatural elements. You can read it in different ways, and I think what's interesting is how you react and how you become part of the story. So where Corelli comes from, it's not the first time that I've used this character. I use him in there's a reference in a novel I wrote many years ago in which he appears, and also is kind of a creepy, sinister fellow. But I think he's interesting. He's not sinister or creepy in a traditional way. I think he's an interesting character. Although, of course, if you're in his presence, and the more you know of him, the more disturbing he becomes.
The book is The Angel's Game novel. I've been speaking with the author, Carlos Ruiz Zafón, and The Angel's Game, published by Doubleday Canada.